Northern Uganda is facing a growing mental health crisis among school-going children, with experts warning that increasing pressure both at home and in school is taking a serious toll on learners' well-being. Reports from recent school visits indicate that a significant number of learners are struggling with stress-related conditions, raising concern among education and health stakeholders across the region. West Nile International is a Wellness International is a private organization offering mental health services in Gulu City. And in their report of 2026 alone, the organization made outreach programs to over 5,000 learners across more than 10 primary and secondary schools in northern Uganda. The organization notes that mental health challenges among students are alarmingly high, with some studies indicating that up to 68% of learners are affected. Speaking on the findings, Susanna Queen, a mental health expert, clinical psychologist and executive director of Wellness International, told Mega FM that increasing academic pressure, family expectations and exposure to stressful or traumatic environments are among the leading causes of mental health struggles in young people. She explained that these challenges often manifest in anxiety, depression, memory difficulties, sleep disorders, and emotional instability. To address the crisis, Wellness International has been working closely with schools to integrate mental health awareness into their programs. This includes training teachers to identify early warning signs and provide immediate support, as well as establishing referral systems for professional care. The initiative also emphasizes the role of non-teaching staff such as matrons, guards and cooks, referred to as mental health gatekeepers, who interact closely with learners and can help detect behavioral changes early. Akwi also urged parents to take a more active role, especially when notified about their children's mental health needs, warning that ignoring early signs can lead to severe consequences, including self-harm. Stakeholders are now being called upon to work collectively to create safer, supportive environments both at school and at home. While experts have stressed that early intervention is key to ensuring that young people in northern Uganda grow into a healthy and productive generation.